like a gas card.
Not gonna help you today, sir. What's your name? First name?
Mark.
Mark?
Yeah.
My name is Tupos. This is my wife's sister, Amin. How can I help you? Well, I guess I'll tell you why I'm here. Maybe that's why you walked up. So, I don't know if you're, are you here for this or are you just walking by?
Honestly, I don't care for these things.
It is idolatry. Yes, sir. Well, do you believe in Jesus Christ?
I do believe Jesus and grew up. I mean, I was saved, baptized, went to, like, spent 9 years at a church. But after a while, I was like, 2017 was my wake-up point.
Uh-huh.
Because, you know, churches ain't really preaching what they should be preaching.
They're not living that way either, and that's why we're here. Check out our website sometime, don'tperish.com. I think it'll bless you for free. Thousands of articles that tell you why you got to come out of the world and this false church system. The gospel of Jesus Christ and his shed blood calls you by repentance out of the world and out of false ways. This is the world, and this is full of false ways. And so you can't be of Jesus and of this. And then when Christ, when God the Father, who is Christ, he is the one true God in three. When he sees a willing vessel, he sends the Holy Spirit. And then he gives you the power and the grace to obey him. Well, what these people don't want to do, they don't want to obey Christ. They don't want to strip down their lives and lose it. They don't want to come out of the world and sports and politics and entertainment. And I always say this, Mark, right? People have a cake. Their life is a cake. And a lot of these people have worldly, carnal, wicked life cakes, like mine was. I was the worst of the worst. And you know what I used to do before I was born again? I'd smear Jesus on top like an icing. It's kind of like putting icing on a dog manure, horse manure. Does that make it any better when you just put icing on it? What God wants us to do, Mark, is dump our entire vessel out, pour it all out, be born of his Spirit, and then Christ is our cake, Christ is our icing, Christ is everything. And so we travel the country and street preach. I retired early to do this. We don't take people's money. And we go to events. We stand out in the street. We stand outside churches. You can imagine we're not popular. And we preach righteousness and holiness in the name of Jesus Christ. And these places are all just about entertainment, goat farms. Their security force didn't come up to try and love me instantly. Guess what they tried to do instantly? Throw me out. Till the police said, hey, he's on a public sidewalk street. You can't do nothing. Then they tried to run me over with a four-wheeler. Get out of my way. He almost ran my feet over. No love. No truth of Christ being in them. There's a group here called Skillet. Are you familiar with them? They're a heavy metal rock band. The Skillet group, John Cooper, took his band to a thing called Hellfest. Hellfest is a satanic concert where all the bands worship Satan. And he's there playing. And I got a video of him with his hell fingers up. The devil horn. They say it just means rock and roll. Well, rock and roll is satanic. Rock and roll. Do you know what rock and roll means? Music and have sex. That's originally what rock and roll meant. Have music, roll. Roll means have sex.
Yeah.
And they think this is of God. This is carnal flesh.
Well, let me stop right there. See that group of girls over there? You can go there
with
God.
Oh, hold on a second, sir. What's that?
You'll give the girls that.
Yeah. I saw.
Go there, golly?
No.
Yeah.
No. You mean the way they're dressed?
Yeah.
They're harlot. Harlot dressed. That's what we stand against. We stand against the harlotry of the dress, the harlotry of their lives, the worldliness. There's my wife right there. The Bible teaches women to cover their heads. The Bible teaches women to cover their bodies. Actually, I wear a tunic-like garment. You know why? Maybe nobody's ever taught you this. In Genesis 3, pre-Torah, we do keep some pre-Torah things. Have you ever been married? If you do get married, you'll be married, hopefully, you believe this, one woman to one man, not what's going on in the culture today, which a lot of the churches are accepting. Guess what, Mark? By church standards today, you can be a gay Christian. As long as you don't sleep with your boyfriend, you're struggling against it. But you're a gay Christian. They actually have ministries for gay Christians. Can you be a drunkard Christian? How about a lying Christian? How about an adulterating
cheating
Christian? Yeah. So, and what we teach is we tell people that because of that gospel I preach to you, that they got to come out of the world. Pretty soon, you and I won't be able to stand here. This is going to be ear bleed, fleshly music. Here it comes. And we're going to be standing on the perimeter trying to talk to people and reach them and get them. And the only people we're going to reach, maybe you're one of them, ears to hear and eyes to see to know the truth of God and to go deeper. And these people that don't have eyes to see, ears to hear, my master said, let the blind lead the blind. Let them go. I did. I stopped the tunic. So God killed animals and put us in a tunic-like garment. It was the first shedding of blood. And it covers our form so we don't have to look at other people's body parts. Wouldn't that be awesome? If you could walk down the street and not have to look at people's body parts, men or women. And so this is how far they are from the truth. So check out our website. My email's on there if I can ever help you.
Hey, you're not deeper roots.
No. Nope. We don't teach Torah law. We teach pre-Torah and then the new covenant. though the Torah law was forgiven to Israel.
The reason why I asked, I spent time with the Hebrew roots.
Oh, yeah. Hebrew roots is a cult. I have articles against them on my teaching blog. Look it up. Yeah. They're a cult. They tell you that you shouldn't eat pork, and they tell you to wear tassels, and they don't even preach the biblical gospel. They don't even... Half of them, Mark, that are Hebrew roots, they wear tassels. They do have beards. I think men should have beards. That the Bible.
It's like the Jewish lifestyle.
Yep. Okay. Yeah, they live the Jewish lifestyle. They go home and watch Netflix and sports and movies.
Yeah.
They're so compromised. They're not born again, most of them. So, test yourself. If I can ever help you, go deep in the scriptures. And we're just going to be all over this place all day today, just preaching the gospel. And they hate it because they can't stop us. Right now, we can preach because we have First Amendment. One day, that's hard to change. And I'm going to go to jail. They try to intimidate me and threaten me all the time. And I say, no. Two different constitutions? What do you mean, sir?
You got the 17-something.
Yeah.
I think it was 1870, they changed the constitution.
Yeah. So I just, right now, Paul did it. When they went to whip Paul, Brother Paul, he turned to him and said, can you whip a Roman citizen? And the Roman guards went, you're a Roman citizen? He said, I am. They went and got their captain. The captain came and said, you're a Roman citizen? He said, I am. And the captain said, we can't whip a Roman citizen without a trial. And Paul did that. Why? He used his Roman rights, like I used my free speech rights, to go to Rome and preach the gospel, where he ultimately died, history says. So I used my rights, not so I can have a bigger widescreen TV if you have more freedom to be lazy and sit on my tail and watch TV and hunt fish the rest of my life. I use it to go preach Christ, to further the kingdom of God, to warn my neighbor in love. Make sense? You don't go to church system today, do you? Good. What do you do? Are you all by yourself? I got godly brothers.
All my life, you know, I kept hearing that phrase, oh, God has a plan. Then you say, you question it,
Yeah. God's plan for you is you do His will. His will, He tells us, go preach the gospel, live holy, come out of the world, come out of the church system. So if you ever want to have fellowship, Bible study, and then leading to fellowship with some godly men, let me know. I gather with saints all over the world because we travel full time. And I know saints scattered. I know a tiny handful of true holy people that have come out of the world, come out of this will. They've come out of their flesh. They come out of the culture. They actually live, talk, eat, drink, breathe, sleep the biblical lifestyle, and they're not hypocrites. So if you ever want to be linked up to that, you email me. I'd love to encourage you in the Bible and go deeper. My name's Tupos. Love you, Mark. Good talking to you. You might have been a seeker and came, but you might be the only guy to listen today. Actually, I met one other guy. You know who listened? You don't look like a drifter. You don't look that way. You know what's amazing, Mark? Let me share this with you. You listen because you have eyes to see, ears to hear. These churchianity people don't listen and call the police on me. Modern pastors, when I'm on a public sidewalk, call the police on me. Churchgoers, the pew people, they hate the message. Most of them don't want to hear it.
Yeah.
You know who always listens? Homeless guys.
Yeah.
And it's not because they think they're going to get money, because I don't give out cash. I do give out some McDonald's cards once in a while. I give out food if they're hungry. I'll help them. But cash just helps them feed their habits somewhere. Yeah. I'm not doing that. But it's amazing to me. The low guy in the gutter, my brothers and I are always amazed. The low guy in the gutter will listen to the gospel and say, hey, thanks, man. I love you. The church people call the police on you. Isn't that true in Jesus' day? The Pharisees hated him.
Yeah.
But yet he found connection with the lower people that said, God have mercy on me, I'm a sinner. Yeah. So it's awesome. My ministry, I get to witness to the guys in the gutter, to the guys in the million-dollar motorhome, and everybody in between. And I'm always amazed who gets angry at you versus who has ears to hear and eyes to see. So go deep in the scriptures. Don't be a lone ranger out there on your own. You just met some godly people. I'd encourage you, step up. You go online and everything? Yeah. Check out my website, don'tperish.com. Test me. If you find any fault in my doctrine, I'll repent of it and get it right. I'll take it to brothers and say, hey, this man Mark, he seems like a seeker. He showed me some error in my ways. Let's get it right. But we'd love to have a Bible study with you and just basically be an encouragement to you. Don't want your money. Don't want nothing. We want you to open the scriptures with us and let's all go with my God. Wouldn't that be awesome?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I do live at
the... Oh, you do? Okay.
Over the years, I've been homeless.
Okay.
Over the years, it just angers me when I see the churches come here and the other churches just say, you see what you really have to be doing rather than asking us for money.
Yep.
You know, all of us are mostly broken.
Yep, exactly. Yeah. Well, you connect with me, my brothers and I, we'd love to help you in every way we could. If you're a true brother, we'd like to help you. We don't want to leave you where you are. We want to help you, lift you up so that you can go out and live the biblical gospel and proclaim Christ.
Yeah.
Right? going to go back to preaching. Contact me. I love you, man. I love you. Test yourself to the word of God. You're being deceived by false Jesus. This is not biblical Christianity, young men. This is a false carnal Jesus. If you haven't come out of the world, test yourself at that website. If you haven't come out of the world and know Christ biblically, you have no hope. Test yourself to the word of God, the biblical Savior. Holy is the Lamb of God, so worthy to be praised and lifted up today. Do not be deceived. God will not be mocked. You folks are older. You should have opened your Bible and seen this is not biblical Christianity. This is a false gospel, false Savior. It's not, sir. It's worldly. Bring your Bible. I'll show you, sir, why it's worldly and carnal. Jesus would come and rebuke this place. If you're part of it, you'd be part of the rebuking. Repent and seek the biblical Savior. Turn and seek Him in spirit and truth. Loving our neighbor. So far, it's been pretty awesome. We met a couple of seekers. Guess what? You know who the seekers have been? Homeless guys. Couple guys that live at the shelter. Didn't ask us for a penny. Didn't expect nothing. Stood and listened to the gospel. This latest man, Mark, was awesome. Another older man. So far, all the churchgoers. Sister Amin met a young man, right? A young man and woman that had just went to a Baptist church, but they're just beginning their journey in Christ.
Right, and I just had a 5 or 6 minute conversation with a young woman who listened to everything.
Saw that.
Yeah, so that's awesome. Yep. Yeah, several gospel cards went out. Yep. Brief warnings and people saying, I'll check it out.
Yep. So we just got out here about an hour and a half ago before it started. You can hear the music in the back. We're on a public sidewalk now. And we'll be all around this place all day today preaching the biblical Savior. What a glorious thing we get
Praise
to do.
God. It's what we live for.
Amen.